House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is addressing her Democratic caucus this evening to make the case against impeaching President Trump. She says she will continue the investigation into some of the president's more questionable actions that were outlined in the just-released Mueller report, but cautions her colleagues against bringing up impeachment. We're going to talk more about this Democratic strategy. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Henry Brady. He's dean of the Goldman School for Public Policy at UC Berkeley. Thank you very much for talking to us tonight.
Great to be here.
You know, her party very much not in agreement on this. Is it possible to find a compromise on this particular issue?
I think right now the compromise is let's just keep having hearings to establish the facts, because I think many people believe that as they do that through hearings, that Mr. Trump will suffer from the results that come out of those hearings. So that's a wise political thing to do, and it's actually just a wise constitutional thing to do to make sure that you're on firm ground.
Elizabeth Warren has come out and said that she is in favor of moving forward with impeachment. Do you see the other leading candidates at this point having to take a stand one way or the other on this issue?
I think they're going to try to avoid that if they can. I think that the problem with impeachment is that impeachment, of course, is the process by which you put forth an indictment, actually, of a president. It's not the trial that of conviction or exoneration. And the trouble is that would occur in the Senate. And everybody knows that right now the Senate would not convict Donald Trump of impeachment charges that came from the House. And as a result, it's sort of a quixotic idea to go after impeachment. It's not going to lead anywhere.
Do you think those, particularly in the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, that this fight will end up, you know, this internal fight within the party will end up doing some damage?
I actually don't think so, because I think it really is just a question of tactics. It's not really a question of principles. There's agreement that Mr. Trump is a terrible president on the part of the Democrats, and they believe he's done corrupt things. And Nancy Pelosi essentially said that today in a letter that she penned. And I think there's no disagreement there. The issue is what's the right tactic. And I think as long as Nancy Pelosi can get them focused on tactics and recognizing that the tactic they're following actually has politically good results for them, which I do think a series of hearings will have, they'll be happy.
Obviously, really tough to tease out politics from anything in Washington, but there are some who are saying that Democrats have a moral obligation to do what they think is right, and that if they're not pursuing impeachment for political reasons, then they're not, in fact, doing what they've sworn an oath to do.
I think actually that's the strongest thing they have to confront right now, because there are many people who believe that the Mueller report and other actions by the president are corrupt and are problematic. Obviously, not everybody agrees with that. There's 40% of the population that still supports Mr. Trump. But there's a lot of people who do believe that. And so the question is there a point at which you have to say, no matter what the politics, we have to go ahead and engage in the process? But I think Nancy Pelosi is just trying to buy time right now. And at some point, it'll become so late that it'll be sort of crazy to go do it, because there won't be enough time between whenever they start the process and the November election.
Thank you for your time. We always appreciate it. Henry Brady, dean of the Goldman School for Public Policy at UC Berkeley.